Listen easy, you can hear God calling.
You know, I just needed that song to help calm me down, Richard. Thank you. Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N. It is time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMenCoaching.com in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMenCoaching.com's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Good morning.
I need to share something with you that you may not know, but I know you know that our men, two of our esteemed men, have opened up their own restaurant in our neck of the woods.
Indeed.
And I, in fact, had the pleasure of going there yesterday.
Yep.
It is called the Lab Brewing Company, and our good buddies Rod and Bentley have opened this fabulous restaurant with their own brewed beers as well as guest brews, and I am hoping and expecting this will be the place that the men's group hangs out at.
It's the new Better Men clubhouse.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, and the place is just, you know, it's great for this area because it's a restaurant and the brew, and then a nightclub on the weekends. And so they're, you know, one of their owners is another friend of mine, and he knows music, and it should be a terrific place to go to.
Well, I know a young guy who's a pretty good musician. Maybe they should bring in my son sometime.
Maybe.
You know? Anyway, welcome back to the show, Wayne. And in fact, we are not going to do politics as much as you want to.
Yeah.
My latest column is about when to have kids.
Yeah, so I have an answer to that.
Okay.
Let me think if I can remember it. Yeah, the best time to have kids is I'm blanking. I read your column.
You actually read it this week?
Yeah, I always read it. And you know, the time to have them is when you as a couple are ready. And obviously it doesn't have anything to do with money. It's about, you know, when you're ready to be parents.
Well, it's funny because the reason I wrote the column is what was exemplified on my way up to the station this morning. I have a routine because I like routines. I stop at a particular restaurant and coffee house on the way up. I get a coffee and I get a bagel. And the woman there knows I do a radio show. So she said, "So what are you talking about today?" And I said, "Well, we're talking about when to have kids." And before it was out of my mouth, she said, "When you can afford them." And I kind of chuckled. I said, well, that is exactly the point of my column, because I'm not so sure that's the right criteria.
No, I don't think so. You know, I can't tell you how many couples, men I've worked with over the years, who had children because they thought that having a kid would really improve their relationship.
Yeah, great old fallacy.
I mean, it's
right?
True. It sounds like such a cliche, but, you know, people do that all the time. And so...
Or have another kid that's thinking that will repair things that
right.
The first kid hadn't
right.
already destroyed.
It's certainly a distraction, but the time to have kids is when your relationship is really solid. Because there's an expression that we heard once, one of the men brought to group. It comes from the old world. I can't remember where it came from, but he said that children bring their own wealth.
That's good. That's
because
good.
One of the guys was really worrying about, you know, what life was going to be like because his wife was pregnant. And, you know, guys start worrying about paying for college, right, when the wives get pregnant. So that's a long ways away. It's a lifetime away. And it's really not about the money. It's not about the money at all. But it is about being connected with your, you know, as a couple and knowing that you can work out your problems and you can talk and things are solid. If things are not solid between the two of you, then it's definitely not the right time to have kids.
Well, on that we most certainly agree. I do believe that some time alone as a couple is ideal if time will allow it. I got married for the first time. I was 37 and my wife at the time was 33, I believe. And we knew that we didn't have a whole lot of time to have kids based on at least our ages. and based on the who knew how quickly we or she could get pregnant. And in the case of my former wife, she had been married before and had a couple pregnancies and had miscarriages. So there was that concern as well. Would she even be able to hold the child, hold the pregnancy? So I think the thing that I rail against is both the notion that you need a certain amount of money. Like, excuse me, throughout history, people have had kids without being wealthy or having that new car or the promotion or whatever financial milestone you think you need before you can have kids.
Right.
And so that concerned me a lot. But it's really, I think you hit the nail on the head. It's when you're ready and when you're settled. And if you can have a couple, 3 years of just some fun times, because I don't care what they tell you, your life is irrevocably changed in many ways, I believe, for the better. But it is changed as far as how you're going to live your life. So you got married young. So you did have the time with your wife alone, because I know you knew each other for a long time, correct?
Yes, we did. You know, having fun and traveling and doing some of those things, yes, I think it's a good idea to do some of those things if that's what you want to do, because you're not going to have it usually as much flexibility. Now, there are a lot of people who will travel with an infant and nothing stops them. So it can be done, and couples do it. But for the most part, you know, you're tied down more. But I think in addition to that, I would just throw out that it would be a great idea for couples to do some work, premarital, pre-baby work, to make sure that you have really dug into yourselves and that you are thinking about the future issues and that there aren't barriers that you can identify right now that would keep you from talking about issues like sex and attention and romance and scheduling and balance and religion and all that stuff.
Oh, the little stuff.
The little stuff. You know, because you're so in love and everything seems great and everything's wonderful and the honeymoon can still be happening even when you have the first kid. But what I would, you know, just as a dad to young people, you want to dig into some of the stuff when you don't feel there's a problem, you know, because that's a good space from which to come and from which to approach these issues, and to make sure that when they do pop up, there's a foundation that's there that you can work from.
Wise words, Wayne. You know, it's interesting when you hit the first point you said about that so many couples have historically thought that having a baby might solve their problem. It's kind of the opposite approach to what I wrote about, is people finding reasons not to have kids, and you're giving one of the common reasons sometimes people do, which is equally invalid. You shouldn't be planning on having kids or not having kids because of money, and you most certainly shouldn't plan on kids as a solution to any problems. And I think that's the flip side of the same coin, and I thank you for that. Wayne, we're heading towards the end of the segment. Is there anything you'd like to share about upcoming events beyond the new clubhouse?
Well, we're making headway on our new nonprofit, Connect the Men. And I guess I just appreciate talking about this a little bit as we go. The vision for Connect the Men is to have a men's group available in every neighborhood in North America. And to do that, we're creating a certification program to train men to be men's group leaders. And so that'll be therapists and social workers and coaches and clergy and just laymen who want to develop these circles of men. So we're trying to develop a continent full of these men, and hopefully maybe internationally, so that those men who want to get the support of other men can find those men, those circles, in their neighborhoods, which right now they're not finding. Men's groups are very difficult to find because there just aren't very many of them around.
Which is sad. You know, the irony that you brought this up, I didn't plan on giving you a commercial-free minute or a minute commercial, but the irony is today's life lesson on my show in segment one was about men needing men. And how men don't have the same support system that many women do. And that is exactly what you're trying to do with this nonprofit, I believe.
That's exactly what we do. Hey, you can write off this pitch, though, because we are a 501c3. So.
Wayne, I love what you do, so you know I support it totally. Where can our listeners find you?
Right now, you could find out what I'm doing to coach men at BettermanCoaching.com. Get a copy of my book, Hold On to Your Nuts, The Relationship Manual for Men. It's a good, easy place to start, ladies. It's a good place for your men to start, so pick up a copy of the book.
Nuts, non-negotiable, unalterable terms. And we will be back next week with Wayne Levine. Thank you so much, Wayne.
Thanks, Bruce.
And coming up after these commercials is Teen Rap with Pastor Drew Sams.
Dad, if I can find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids have the flu. But it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me.